and from Pittsburgh Sports Now, Alan, who covers, well, pretty much everything. And Alan, you know what? We talk a lot about a lot of different subjects with you, but you know what? We might as well let you weigh in on the most important subject of the day, and that is Juju, TikTok, dancing, and the fact that he's not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, I think it was pretty interesting the way that he characterized his decision to not dance on the logo anymore, and that he kind of said, well, you know, it's because people are asking my coach about it and people are asking my teammates about it, not because, you know, the other team was bothered by it. He didn't seem to care about that. But to me, that is one of the fundamental kind of codes of most professional locker rooms, is that, like, whatever you do that's outside the lines is fine until it starts to become something that other people start to get bothered about. And then once other people start to, once your teammates and the leaders on your team and your coaches have to start answering questions about your behavior, that's the moment it starts being an issue. And I think that was pretty clear.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think that's the big thing. And I think the other thing is, when Mike Tomlin talks about how he wants to address it, that probably is one of those things that he might not have even actually had to address it. It's probably code for, I better knock it off because now the coach is upset.
Yeah, he didn't actually have to say anything other than he was going to say something. That's enough.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those stories that seems to, you know, pop up about this time every single year with the Steelers. Now, you look at where they're at, Alan. I mean, they are in an interesting position. They've clinched a playoff spot, but boy, they don't feel like a playoff team right now, do they?
They feel like a playoff team that's going to play one playoff game right now. That's about what they feel like to me. They've got to get this offense figured out. They did, I think, you know, do some positive things in the second half of that game compared to the first half, but the first half was just so dreadful that I think it's hard to feel good about anything right now. But I do think, you know, if all the offense had done was just punted on every drive of the first half instead of turning the ball over three times, the Steelers probably win that game pretty easily, and people are feeling maybe a little bit more optimistic about some things on the offense. I mean, Deontay Johnson and the rest of the receiving core found a way to hold on to the football. They ran the ball more effectively. I thought Benny Snell really showed some things in the run game. But they can't turn the ball over three times in the first half, especially not to a bad team that doesn't really even deserve to be in the game. And I think, I don't know. I think from an X's and O's standpoint, if you look at what they did in that second half, I think there's some positives to be taken. But I think the first half and the play of Ben Roethlisberger, especially in that first half, as he was responsible for, really, you could argue, all three of the turnovers, at least two of the three. I think that was the most concerning part of it.
I mean, that's a big part about it. I mean, again, I think one of the things that's really pretty simple to me is if the Steelers don't turn the ball over and give their defense a long field, I still think their defense has a chance to be pretty good and maybe even one of those defenses that can win a game or two.
Yeah, I think the defense probably needs more turnover. They didn't get a turnover in Cincinnati. That's the second time this year they didn't get a turnover. But it's hard. The Bengals only threw the ball 13 times. It's hard to turn the ball over when you're doing nothing but running. And the Steelers' offense kind of essentially dictated the game was going to be played that way by those early turnovers. I think it really, really put them behind. They don't have to be – I think their defense is good enough that they don't have to be world beaters on offense. Right, they just need to generally be able to possess the ball, score when they get a short field, break a couple of big plays. Like the world is not on the shoulders of this offense. That's still a really good defense, even missing some players. They just need to not spot the other team 17 points, get the other team's offense into a situation where it never has to throw the ball, and then maybe they can, you know, they can win a game.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point, too. And I think I actually kind of made the point on offense is that, you know, the Steelers, if they threw it a little bit less and ran it more, even if they had to settle for some punts, you know, you cut down the number of times you throw it, you cut down maybe some of the turnovers.